manager Danny Penswick after tonight's 3-1 defeat at home to Winsford. Just sum that up for me, please.
Disappointing, but fully deserved. Winsford came here, looked more aggressive, won the second balls, played better than us, and deservedly won 3-1. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, the Squires Gate we've seen over the past 5 or 6 weeks wasn't there today. The spirit on the pitch and the togetherness seems to be lacking slightly. But we all have days like this. We're beaten by a better seed team. Fair credit to Winsford. They came here. Often Tuesday night, they've got nothing to play for. Could have gone either way, but they came here, gave us a good game, and we're full value for the 3-1 victory.
Will Seals perform like that again this season and win? So it's we can't knock the lads too much, because we actually played some decent stuff at times.
We did. We played okay, but if you looked back on our performance as a whole, it was okay. That's kind of 6 out of 10 is what the lads give us this week. So let's not be too harsh on him, because they've given me 8s and 9s the past couple of weeks. And if we get 1 6 of 10 every now and again, then that's fine. They kept working till the end, never gave up, which is credit to them. But we just move on and move on to Saturday, hoping to bounce back with a bit more vigour and a bit more enthusiasm about us.
It's the first loss in, well, we're in the 8th game now and we've lost 1 before this. So you work that out, but you've got to be proud of the turnaround and not too disappointed that this has happened, because it was bound to sometime, being on the form we have been.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look in there in the bar and you looked in the changing rooms afterwards, the lads are more disappointed than me. I mean, we are going to come up against teams who play better than us. It's a fact. Whoever you are, in whatever league you are, you will have days where the opposition plays better than you. And sometimes you just have to give it your all. Like you say, we'll play worse than that and win this season. We'll play better than that and lose this season. It's football. So in terms of looking ahead to Saturday, I'm not too disappointed. Obviously, it's an opportunity for 3 points that we haven't taken, or an opportunity for a point that we haven't taken. But moving forward, you have days like that. And it's how you react from them, not necessarily the day itself, that will affect us moving forward.
So Camel Laird on Saturday, rearranged from earlier in the season. We played them already earlier in the season. Your thoughts on them?
It'll be a tough test. I mean, with the greatest respect, apart from the teams around here, which I know quite well, teams like Camel Laird and Winsford and Congleton, they're a good hour and a half away, so the chance that I get to go and watch them or things like that is quite slim. So I'm not going to lie here and say I know all the players. I couldn't name you one. But they've won tonight, I think, against Barn Oldswick. They're in decent form. They're above us in the table. So it's going to be a tough game. But any game at this level is tough. Alsasia came here and that was a tough game. We've been to Colm, that was a tough game. There's no easy games at this level. And when you think it's an easy game, and when you don't approach the game with the right mentality, that's when you get found out. Well, no, Laird's a decent team. Quite a big club. I remember when they were a few leagues higher, before I think they could have reformed or something like that. So it's a tough place to go. But it's up to us to go there and to get together and to fight for hopefully 3 points.
We've seen 5 back on the bench for the first time in a while tonight. Ash Rowley and Al Calhoun coming on and playing some minutes. Good to get them back involved.
Yeah, it was. Maybe I'm a bit too nice with the lads, but taking 5 away to Congleton when you know 2 of them aren't going to get on, for me, is a bit harsh. And like most managers will say, oh no, I want 5 just in case of this and just in case of that. But we've got enough versatility within the squad to go away from home with 3 players and be able to, whoever goes down injury, have players to come on and replace them. But it was good. We were at home. It was a Tuesday night, and all the lads wanted to be involved. There's a couple that aren't involved as well tonight. So yeah, it was good to have 5. Gave me extra decisions to make on the bench. But no, it was good to see Ash back. He's had a bit of a knock, but he's been training with us for the last week or so, and looking to get back down. Al Coons were coming back from his ankle. Gibbo also came on. Gibbo looked really sharp, actually, when he came on. And we had Armour Kendrick and Steegans, who have been great this season so far, who didn't get on as well. So it was good, strength and depth, good options throughout. And I put them three on, but I could have put any of the five on, and they'd have made a difference to us today.
It was a frustrating night for Buchan and Tanzer up top, but I thought when we got them in the game, they both looked sharp and both looked eager.
Yeah, they do. That's something you'll always get with Bucks and Tans. Bucks loves football and he's a pest and he's everything else. Scored a great goal again tonight. Tans is rapid. Give him half a chance and he'll score a goal. So with them two up top, we've always got a chance. I thought sometimes today our play became a bit predictable. With the two of them playing up front the last couple of games, we have gone a bit longer, a bit earlier. And I think that's clear for anyone to see. Not long as in like just hoofing it, because we're not that. But what I mean is just putting balls in good areas and making the defenders make a decision with two up there to press them. I thought tonight we were trying to play that ball from a bit deeper. We weren't picking up as many second balls as we have done recently. And therefore we didn't, when we were playing the balls, we were playing them from the back four, and we almost became a bit route one, which is a Buchan and Tanzer's game. We need to be playing them from 10 yards higher to get them in. So we're a bit predictable tonight, but we go again Saturday with a few new ideas in terms of what's been working for us the past three or four games didn't work tonight. So we may just need to tweak things or just have a word with the lads about different ways of playing and breaking teams down who do set up with 4-5-1 and plonk 10 men behind the ball.
And just finally, we saw the last five or so minutes, a change in formation, three in the back, pushing more forward. Is this something you've planned to do, something you possess, or was that just off the top of your head, trying to get that goal to make it a bit tense in the last five?
It's something we possess in terms of we've got the players to play pretty much any position you could pluck out of thin air. We've got players to do that, and the players are intelligent enough about the game to be able to play multiple positions. I'm not saying we're a 4-4-2 team or a 4-5-1 team. We'll play whatever formation suits to get the result. Swapped it to 3-4-3 just to get an extra body up front. That was it. We were chasing the game, two down, trying to press them. So it was more it wasn't a plan going into the game that we'd do that. It was more the circumstances dictated that, yeah, well, we're chasing the game. Let's try and push Westy up top, who's great in the air, and see if that just changed anything, because we weren't really getting the ball to drop for us in the final third. So why not give it a try? But moving forward, three at the back, it's a definite possibility. In terms of, it gives you a lot if you've got the players to do it. Three in midfield is always a bonus, and two up top, which is often something that I've thought about. Either you're going two midfield or two up top, or you're three midfield and one up top. 3-5-2 or 3-4-3, however you want to phrase it, gives you that three in midfield and two up top, which is, they're all ideas, and we'll see what we do.
Danny Penswick, thank you very much.
Cheers.